The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When our distant ancestors were making their way out from the water, they had to evolve a way to lay their eggs on land. Now, a tree frog could help shed light on this mysterious pivotal moment in history. This little yellow Panamanian amphibian is the first known vertebrate that can lay its eggs both in water and on land. Researchers looked at the pantless tree frog, so named because part of its legs lack color. This amphibian typically lays its eggs on plants hanging over ponds. After the tadpoles hatch, they simply fall into the water. But now scientists find these frogs can lay egg masses directly in or on ponds. To see how these amphibians choose between laying their eggs in water or on land, and to understand the demands our distant ancestors might have faced to make this shift, the researchers investigated three ponds in Panama. To see if genetic differences made frogs lay eggs in water or land, the researchers built miniature ponds in an open field and in the forest. Their findings showed that environment, not genetics, was the key.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.